So one of the ecological processes that we're trying to return here as we restore this area is fire. Fire occurs naturally, either through lightning strikes or during drought conditions. There could be numerous triggers. And historically, Native American Indians used to set fires throughout the landscape. However, we no longer have these large, extensive burns that come around sweeping through the forest. Either we'll put them out, as we should, with our local fire department, or the fires will hit some sort of barriers, such as a road or a housing development or maybe a shopping mall. So one of the things we've started doing is reintroducing fire, and so that the ecological process is involved with the fire itself, the heat pulse through the ground, the return of nitrogen into the soil, the removal of the Duffy detritus-y layer, all help to restore the native plants and associated fauna that used to be in this area. So what you may see on your left is a site that we burned in 2011 and then again in 2013. And on your right, the clear cut we looked at earlier, which we burned in 2009. And you can see that the areas that were burned are much more open. There's less greenbrier, less vines. But at the same time, there's more herbaceous vegetation, more grasses and forbs. It's very lush and green. One of the hardwoods that we're targeting are red maples and sweet gum. These are very thin bark trees that are not fire adapted. And when you suppress fire for a long period of time, often these will come in very densely and tend to take over an area. Whereas thicker barked trees, such as oaks and many pine species, tend to resist fire more effectively. So we're hoping that with periodic, repeated burns, we'll be able to reintroduce the tree composition that we feel historically was in this area.